Great to be joined by Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman, and he's joining us from his office there in Washington, D.C., and I guess taxes really kind of the main topic, really nationally, but also in the state of Missouri, Jason, and that's something I know that you've been working hard to restructure the actual tax code, but with some of the restructuring of the taxes, you know, that Donald Trump has set forward, there's some information coming out now about that and the way people are responding to that. Let's talk first of all, though, about your work and what you've been doing to kind of simplify the tax code.
You know, I serve on the Ways and Means Committee, and for the last three years of serving on the committee, tax reform has been a top priority of ours. And for the last 6 months, when the president put out the order that he wanted to reform the tax code, we've been working nonstop as a committee, and it's been a lot of long nights and long days, but it paid off. When you look at the tax bill that was signed into law just before the end of the year, you're talking about some real tax savings for the people in Southeast Missouri. The median income in Southeast Missouri is roughly $40,000. If you look at a family of four that makes a combined income of $55,000 under this new tax bill, that family of four will pay zero in federal income tax. That's not one penny in federal income tax, because under that we have doubled the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000. Families with children under 18, you're talking about a doubled tax credit. That's going to affect numerous homes in our area. And if you just look at a married couple, the very first $24,000 they earn will be at a 0% tax rate, and that's for everyone when you're looking under the standard deduction now that we've doubled.
So is the plan then, obviously people think, okay, taxes are being cut here, so does the U.S. go further in debt? And I guess the response is, well, the plan is to grow the economy in response to that.
Absolutely. If the economy grows by just a 0.1% of the GDP over the next 10 years, that's $280 billion. It only needs to grow roughly 0.5% over the next 10 years, and it will be right at neutral. I expect it to grow higher. Under the prior administration, we did not have two consecutive quarters of a GDP of over 3%. The last two in the Trump administration have been 3.0 or higher. And as we've been seeing the stock market rally, coming up almost, I think, 35 percentage points in the last year, it's with a lot of expectations of a growing economy, reduced regulations, and reform in the tax code. As we've seen, that affects us right in Southeast Missouri. We have numerous companies in our congressional district that, because of the tax code, are giving bonuses and increasing wages, whether it's Walmart, whether it's AT&T, whether it's Commerce Bank in Cape Girardeau, whether it's Great Southern Bank down in West Plains, Bank of America in Rolla. We have them all over the place. U.S. Bank in Salem and Willow Springs. These are real people that are giving $1,000 bonuses to their employees because of the tax cut. I mean, we had Nancy Pelosi, of course, today in her presentation that said that this is crumbs. But when people in Southeast Missouri make $40,000 a year and they get a $1,000 bonus, that's not crumbs. That's real, real money that's going to help them pay their bills.
So you're still hearing shouts from the other side that this benefits only the rich then, or not?
We keep hearing them say that that's the case. And I could tell you, I helped write the tax code, and I can tell you the folks in Southeast Missouri will benefit greatly. Well, greatly. Like I said, our median income in our district is $40,000. And if you're married, the first $24,000 that you will earn will be taxed at a 0% rate. So then the next 16% is at a much lower rate than what the former tax code is. So you're talking about a substantial savings for all income brackets in Southeast Missouri.
So with the restructuring so far, Jason, do you plan to further, and I know that restructuring and lowering taxes is a little bit different than actually simplifying the tax code, which I know is another one of your goals as well. well. Do you plan to continue that effort as well?
You know, the tax code is a constant work in progress, but this does simplify the code. We reduced a lot. We eliminated a lot of different loopholes in the system that you know, lobbyists have been working on for so long to have carve-outs for the wealthy where they don't pay their fair share. And the folks in Southeast Missouri can't afford the expensive accountants or attorneys where they've been able to beat the system. No longer are these folks going to be able to beat the system like they were able in the past. And hopefully you'll still be able to, what our original goal was, is simplifying the tax code that you can be able to fill out on a sheet of paper. And that is what we believe that this tax bill is going to be working us towards. And whenever you get to February 1st, and you're going to see the withholding, it's going to be a lot less, and that's going to automatically increase people's paychecks as well.
So where were your last visits in district, Jason?
Our last was on the west side of the congressional district, from Howe County, Wright, Texas, Phelps, and Crawford. So we've been fortunate to be in the district the last 2 weeks, over Christmas and traveling, and those five or six counties. We'll be back this weekend, so it's a good time.
Any new concerns by the constituents on your last trip?
You know, a lot of their biggest concerns is of course the overreach, as always, with a lot of different regulations. But for the most part, people have been pretty excited about what's been going on. Folks have been excited about the tax bill. In fact, we surveyed this tax bill in our congressional district right before it was passed, and 96% believed that we needed to reform the tax code.
Well, on our station last—oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jason. I thought you were paused there. On one of our stations last night, we ran the State of the State address from Governor Greitens, and then immediately after that came news that he had admitted to infidelity, you know, with his wife, and then also the allegation that he was not only trying to cover it up, but to blackmail someone after that. I know there's going to be a lot of news coming out after this and as we move along, but are there some reverberations of that that you're feeling nationally right now?
You know, we've had our own fair share of difficulty in Washington, where several members of Congress have resigned, but those were from different situations, from sexual harassment. Very saddened by what we heard up there, and I can tell you I'm praying for Governor Greitens and praying for his family and the other families that's involved. I was happy that in his State of the State last night, he pushed that he wanted to have tax reform, comprehensive tax reform in the state of Missouri, which I think with the federal government lowering the tax rates, I think it'd be great for the state of Missouri to lower their tax rates too.
So what's next for you? What do you work hard on next week?
You know, we are still trying to finish up coming to an agreement in the budget caps. Funding of government is extended until the 19th of January, and we're working with the White House, the House and Senate, the House and Senate Republicans and Democrats, of course, to try to get an agreement to finish funding the rest of the year. The president had a working group this week on looking at DACA, building the wall, chain migration, the diversity visa. So there's a lot of things still ahead. Infrastructure is a piece of legislation that we're going to be looking at that's pretty important to Southeast Missouri. Was very happy that this week the president was pushing an executive order on expanding rural broadband. This is something that I spoke with the president back in September on, and the big need in our congressional district. And in fact, we had some of his administrative some people of his administration in our district to talk about rural broadband before that. So we also, I think we're going to be looking at some different welfare program reforms to get more people back to work and off the programs. So it's going to be a busy time.
You know, I hadn't talked to you in a little while, but that now that you bring up the broadband issue, this topic was really hot a few weeks ago. It's cooled off a little bit, but what do you hear from constituents and how do you feel about the net neutrality issue?
You know, net neutrality is not a decision in Congress. This is something that has created a lot of interest. In fact, what happened, Chairman Pai rescinded the regulations that was put in place under the Obama administration just over 2 years ago, and making it where the internet is governed exactly how Bill Clinton set it up in the first place. And it's just reforming it to back how it used to be. It's not something that was passed by Congress. We had a lot of people calling us and be like, don't vote for this. Well, we don't vote for that because this is within the FCC. But it has created a lot of interest.
Yeah. And certainly realize that even issues you don't vote on, certainly probably people think that you still might have an opinion or sway or influence or things like that. And I know that's not always the case either.
Anytime that there's less government intrusion or regulation in our lives, it's usually something that I support.
Jason, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
Chad, it's great talking with you.
You bet. Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman, joining us right here on Regional Radio.